there's a myth that goes along with Michael Jordan that a lot of people don't want to talk about, and LeBron is on equal footing in my mind with the great 23.
Definitely a Browns fan till the end. It's kind of like a rite of passage when you're born in Cleveland. You just can't let that go. You all get hope for the Browns.
Hey, why do you think Arnold took Columbus to hold the Arnold? That's the second largest sporting event in the world. Me and I always kid, we were born and raised in Ohio, and this is where we raised our families. Ohio is such a hotbed in the NPC.
Now I'm back in Cincinnati, so I'm the pulse, the heartbeat for Bengals fans.
With the OSU Buckeyes, right smack in the middle of Columbus, you know, during football season, it's hard not to be a fan. The whole city shuts down on Saturdays.
I'm going to have a problem when the Big Ten champ, with those wins, doesn't get in. And I think Ohio State wins. I think the defense is better. I love boxing. I love wrestling. Put them both together and then other martial arts, you know, the jiu-jitsu added in, the kickboxing, and just the grind. I like the grind. And I just like challenging myself. Fighting is the most primal thing that to date that we have.
The outpouring of love from Mark Coleman has been great.
Finally, Ohio is united in hockey. It's always a tough sell with the Avalanche being the farm team for the Cleveland organization.
I love listening to With an Ohio Bias podcast, and as always, go Jackets.
Blue Jackets hockey is something exciting and something that people want to get behind. I really couldn't even put into words the way people have taken to the fifth line.
The news stories of athletes committing violence against women is just too much.
If Pete Rose was a better gambler, he wouldn't have been in all this problem.
NFC East gets the hype, but the AFC North, that's where the competition is.
A December to remember. The Columbus Blue Jackets, 15 straight. Jake, if somebody would have told me they were going to do this, I would have smacked them across the face.
I love the name of the show, With an Ohio Bias.
Do it. I mean, 0-16 is pretty unacceptable when you've been drafting in the beginning of the, you know, for the last 5 years at the front of the draft. You know, hey, whatever. To each their own. It's kind of like it'll be like the Cleveland Browns fans' version of Standing Rock. You know, they can have a parade in 20-degree weather protesting how bad our pipeline from the draft is.
You know I'm picking the Buckeyes. I've been saying all the things you just said all year long. You know, people think Alabama's best team in the country. We're going to find out.
Mariota just flings that one down the left side of the field. Intercepted by Eli Apple at the 25. And Apple will go to the ground at the 32, and that's it. Ohio State national champions for the 8th time. Irving and Curry, one-on-one. It's up. It's good. Kyrie Irving from downtown. And the Cavaliers by 3. Love picks up Curry. Curry steps back, fakes a 3, drives again, it's up a 3. Rebound James with 30 seconds remaining.
What a spectacular job by Love.
Trying to stay with Curry, catches, one dribble, steps back, puts up a 3. Won't go, rebound tip taken by Spades, final seconds. It's over, it's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
This is With an Ohio Bias, a podcast for real fans with D and Jake. And we're so happy to be joined yet again by Brian Moore, the Legends of the Cage. You can follow him at True HOF MMA. That's what I was trying to get out there, Brian. But thanks for coming back on the podcast with us.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Brian, let's get to it. The big thing you guys got on, the Do Very Good Things tour, you guys are going back doing the trips to the hospitals and things like that in Ohio. Give people what's happening here this February.
Yeah, we were actually planning, you know, a little later in the year, probably April or May, and Pride Resurrection, one of our sponsors from the last tour, seen that we were talking about doing one, and again, they sent us enough toys to make a lot of kids happy, you know, so we're reaching out to everybody out there. We're doing a collection. End of February, beginning of March, we're going to be going out to some local hospitals here in Ohio. We're looking at going to Cincinnati, a few in Columbus. And, yeah, I mean, we're just out to make kids smile and do good things. So if you're interested in helping us, check us out at legendsofthecage.com.
Yeah, that's legendsofthecage.com. Just specifically, Brian, just give a couple examples of what people can donate to help you guys out for the kids.
There's all sorts of things. You know, the big winners, coloring books, crayons, puzzles, just things to keep these kids' minds off of everyday life and what they're going through, you know. And we had a great, great turnout of people last year that helped with our Do Good Things tour. We have our documentary of that actual tour on our website as well. and that's we just intend on doing a lot more in 2017.
You got some new legends that have joined the movement there. Can you talk about some of the gentlemen that have, and possibly women that have joined the cause?
A lot of fighters and things that have been inducted since we last spoke. You know, Dave Manet, you know, some of the early pioneers of this sport that when you hear the stories and the history behind these guys, you know, there's no way to represent the sport without all of them. And yeah, there's a lot of ladies stepping up. Of course, the ladies are newer to the sport, you know, and to be legends, you have to be legends, you know. But we do have our legends. We have our Shannon Knapps, our Julie Kedzies, you know, the ones that have, Tara LaRosa, the people that really paved the way in early women's MMA.
Brian, but tell us about, you know, some of the other things that you got coming up in 2017. You talked about the documentary, but you guys have another big screen venture coming up.
Yeah, we've currently partnered with New Vision Films. They're a great movie company out of Alabama. And they're doing a movie this year called No Way Out. They brought me on as a producer for the movie and a consultant. We're going to be bringing in a lot of legends, a lot of current fighters. It's an action-based MMA film from 2059. You know, if you sit down and you think about what the future of MMA could possibly be and multiply it by 10, it's No Way Out. I mean, it's going to be the most fan-driven MMA movie ever created, I guarantee it.
That's awesome. Now, I mean, how can fans get the information on that, or how can they get involved, or is that all still, you know, being determined as you guys are working through the production side of things?
Actually, I just added some stuff to our website, legendsofthecage.com. There'll be links there where you can click on New Vision Films. Check out their new film that they just made, The Prey. They're doing a fundraising campaign for that. It's an excellent opportunity to get involved with an MMA picture. You know, we're looking for extras. We're looking for fighters all around the world. We're going to have an open casting call. So if you're interested in being this picture, just go to legendsofthecage.com and shoot us an email with why you belong in the greatest MMA movie ever made.
Sometimes you ask, ladies and gentlemen, and you get the opportunity. So get in that movie. And The Prey looks like an awesome movie. I'm actually familiar with that. I'm a big cinephile, as they say. So I'm not Michael Bolton, but I enjoy the flicks. Give us some of the other things that are coming up. We know you guys are looking at still doing a physical home for the Legends. Give us an update about that, too, Brian.
Yeah, Legends of the Cage has been working with a great partner towards saving some of the greatest pieces of MMA history ever, you know. And we plan on opening a museum. We're looking at 2017 as the year to launch. And we just want to invite all the fans out when we open. We're going to represent every organization in MMA, from Pride to Hook and Shoot to Invicta to UFC, you know. And we want all these fans to come out and enjoy the history. It's not just the pieces of history, but the stories as well, you know. And it's going to be a home for all of the legends. Fans can come out. We'll have seminars, autograph signings, everything right there from the museum. So as the details come out, you know, location and things like that, it'll all be released on our website.
Yeah, we'll definitely have you back on to talk about it, Brian. Anything else you want folks to know about what's going on with the Legends of the Cage?
Just support your legends. You know, where they're out there on social media every day, the fan love's crazy. These guys... social media is a whole new way for them to reach out and realize the love of the fans, you know, and it's crazy that guys like Gary Goodrich every single day are gaining new fans because of social media. So use that platform, reach out to your legends, tell them, you know, the fights that they did that you love so much. It just makes their day to hear from you.
All right. And speaking of social media, Brian, give the folks your social media drops, how they can follow all of your interviews and appearances and information about the Good Things Tour and what the Legends of MMA are doing.
It's real easy. You can just follow us at legendsofthecage.com. All of our social media links are there. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at TrueMMAHOF on Twitter. You can find us everywhere. If there's a social media platform out there, Google it, Legends of the Cage. You'll find us.
And I just want to say, Brian, you're one of the great guys out here doing, I mean, very good things, as we were kind of joking about, you know, before we got to recording this podcast. But, you know, the real thing is, just like I, you know, me and you came together, we talk about it, try to promote the things that you guys are doing. People can get involved with you. You talked about the movie opportunities. There's a lot of opportunities with the tours and the things that you guys do. All they do has, like you said, is reach out to the legends and reach out to you as well.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be doing a lot of stuff in 2017 to bring fans in, get them involved. We're going to be running contests for speaking roles in the movie. I mean, there's all kinds of opportunities for fans to follow Legends of the Cage, check out our website, and get involved. And this is the year of the fan. It's the year of the legend, 2017 Legends of the Cage, New Vision Films, No Way Out.
Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. Brian, man, we appreciate your time, and we appreciate everything you do to promote the Legends of the Cage.
I appreciate you guys taking the time to talk to me and all the fans that make everything we do possible.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you're visiting that website and get yourself in a movie.